Can you speak a little bit?
No, I can't.
I mean, there's like literally no background noise now, but
nice.
Your voice doesn't sound quite as good. Is a bummer.
Your face doesn't sound quite as good.
Okay.
Wait, one last thing before you say that. So, you know how my friend, Ruben, he goes by Ben, and so people call him Ben.
Is this Scotsman person?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, so it's really funny though, because today, usually like when a person is new to like Stan Twitter, they're like, I want like AJR, I want AJR moods, like mutuals, so like they follow back. And so sometimes people are like, oh, here are like a list of people that you can follow that I like, right?
Mm.
And so he sent me, because I hadn't been on Twitter like all day after my plane came out. And so he sent me like this list, and there's like the list of people. And usually I'm like called like the mom of AJR Stan Twitter. Mm. But this one was really funny because I did not see it coming. So it's like, this person is this, this person is this, this person is this. Ben and Patty run a podcast together. And then he sent it to me, and then he's like, oh, I'm dying. And then I was like, Ben and Patty, what now? And then he's like, right. And then he quote retweeted and said, me and Patty don't run a podcast together. That's Benji, but I appreciate that.
Oh, that's true.
And then the person replied and said, yes, you do. I won't stop until you admit it. And then he said, I'm literally not the person Patty does the podcast with. And then I quote retweeted it too, and I said, that's a different Benji, I'm sorry. And they're like, I know you're the mastermind behind all of this. You don't want the truth to get out because it would shake the AJR Stan world so to its core. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I guess the truth is out. I have to drop my American accent and let it go. And here's my true accent. I'm a Scotsman.
Oh my gosh.
My name's Ben. I run a podcast with Patty.
Oh my goodness.
I really hope you're not listening to this, Ben. That'd be terrible.
I am going to send him this bit. No, just kidding. No, I will, though. So it's really funny because I was going to say your voice is so much deeper than his, and then you just like you just like threw that high pitch. Okay.
Did I sound similar at all?
No.
Can you try imitating?
That was not good. That was not good at all.
No, can you try it? Can you try pulling off a Scottish accent?
Oh. I think I tried before, and I think I didn't do very well. This is
come on.
My Scottish. I can't. Oh my gosh. I can barely speak English. No. And it was also funny because everybody thought or like would mess with him and tell him that he sounds like Shrek. And I'm like, I've never seen Shrek in English. I have no idea what Shrek sounds like in English. So I have no idea what you're talking about. But yeah, so that's my story. This Ben, it's a different Ben. That Ben is Ruben. This Ben is Benjamin. That's the end of my story.
Yeah. Nice.
Mm-hmm. They're both really good friends of mine, though. I love you guys.
Nice.
It is my problem for getting white friends that are named Ben.
I mean, we're like the only ones, right? Only Bens.
Yeah, but you're still two Bens. That's one more than most of people.
I mean, like, how many Jose's do you know? You know? Hmm? Sorry, that's the
so only... many. I know yeah. so many Jose's. You have no idea.
So, Ben's pretty uncommon, you know? I was trying to think of, like,
how many Patricias do you
of
know?
The people, like, one, and Patricia the stripper from the song.
Wow. That is, you don't know that Patricia. I could be that
also your
Patricia.
Mom.
Oh, that's true. Never mind. That never worked with me.
Welcome back to today's podcast of Apollo Friends.
Oh my gosh.
Friends, where I am Benjamin, the non-Scottish Benjamin, and this is Patty, also the nice. Non-Scottish Patty.
Yeah, I am non-Scottish.
She is, in fact, Chinese.
I mean, not entirely. I was not born there. I do not hold a passport from my country. But I am part Chinese, this is true.
Nice. Nice.
Hey. Are you okay there, dear? Do you need help?
I need so much help.
Okay. So today is the last episode of this year. For some reason I wanted to say of this country, that did not make sense in my head. Today is the last episode of this year.
North and Central America are exploding after this podcast. So, yay!
Yes. Anyhow, also, Patty, when you listen to this, you would probably either be about to watch One Spectacular Night or have already watched One Spectacular Night. How are you doing, dear? I hope you're hydrated.
Are we waiting for a response? Oh, okay.
Very hydrated.
Cool. It's rhetorical for your future self.
Yeah, it's because the internet thing is not doing very well. That's why we're getting like this awkward spaces. You get cut off.
Oh, sad. Nice. I am currently in Colorado in a small rustic cabin. Not that small. A cabin.
It is not
small. Like, yeah, it's relatively large, but it's like in the middle of nowhere. Like you have to take like dirt roads, and it's like kind of a pain to get here. But our internet's a little spotty, so you know it's an adventure.
Yeah, the first time I went there, I thought they were gonna like cave
yeah,
ward
Patty's
me.
Been here too.
Yeah.
To do what?
K word. I don't like saying it.
Oh,
the K
gotcha.
Word, the word with a K.
Yeah.
I am alive though, so it is good.
Yeah, it's a nice place. They have like Christmas lights everywhere, which makes it feel very like pretty and
oh,
warm.
That's cute.
There's like a random, like, wood stove, I guess. Which is how we've been heating the house the last few days, which is really interesting. So it's like 60 Fahrenheit in the morning, and then whoever like hops out of bed like stokes the fire and like heats it up to like 70 something, and then it like stays warm all day. It's interesting.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
What else have I done? I made Oh, did you see the star thing yesterday? Jupiter and Saturn? Could you see it?
I did not. I was, the jungle was in my way.
Ah. Yeah, that makes sense. Gotcha.
But I saw pictures of it.
Nice. I should see some close-up pictures, because we had some, like, binoculars, but it wasn't, like, that great.
Nice.
We ended up, like, driving out to a darker area. So that we could see it better. And so like we were driving and driving, and then it was like 30-40 minutes away from here. It's like closer to the mountains. And so we got there and we like got out and got our binoculars, and it was like just above the mountaintops. And so I was like looking through the binoculars, could like see it kind of cool. I passed it to my roommate, who I'm on this trip with, and he was like taking a look. And then it was his brother, and the stars just like all of a sudden disappeared behind the mountains. And so he didn't get a chance to look at them. Yeah. But it was cool. I watched Hamilton.
I did not see it. My mom tried to see it. Oh, nice. I've never seen it before.
Same. And I've only like heard the soundtrack through my roommate, where like he's played it and I get like annoyed because it's playing again, sort of thing. But it's very interesting how much like of the story I missed when I couldn't see it and like couldn't see people like acting to it. So it made a lot more sense after I watched it. It was really
nice. Cool. My friend Ruben says that I would like it.
Nice.
So, I still haven't seen it though. I will over this break. I'm on break. That's good. I haven't really been able to like sleep until late, but I can. I'm on break.
Woo-hoo. Oh.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm not on break, unfortunately. I'm like kind of taking a break from work. Like I'm working less hours overall, but then there's like random things that are happening that I still have to keep doing.
Oh no.
But that is what it is. I got like.
It is what it is.
You want to hear what's happening next week?
Yes.
We're like way off topic right now, but it's like, you know, it's fine.
It's okay.
It's
our podcast, we do whatever we do.
This is, how's it go? This is our podcast, we do what we want. Do what we want.
Oh, that song. Yes.
I got to like at work I do like various photo shoots and like video stuff, you know, occasionally. It's not my main thing, but I'm one of the people in our office that does it. And my boss was like, oh, you're going to Colorado? We need like a snowboard and ski shoot done. So I like brought a camera along.
Oh no.
And he like set up some models in a town like two hours away. So it looks like one day I'm going to like drive over there. I'm going to like stay the night in a like hotel that he's putting me up in, which is like a nice part of it, I guess. It'll be fun. And then the next day I get to meet these like random people and like
good luck
do photo stuff with them, which will be very interesting. Yeah, it's always like very intimidating doing it myself. It's whenever I do anything, it's so like so stress relieving to have someone that's like there as a supporting role, like this podcast, you know, where it's like you're here to like give me feedback or like chime in with various things and create like an interesting thing. But yeah.
Hey, you are a very creative person, and
thanks.
I believe in you.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, it'll be
good
interesting
luck. That should be fun.
Yeah, I hope it goes well. I guess I get free snowboarding out of it, so that's cool. But
oh, you're actually going snowboarding? Nice.
Yeah. It's gonna be like this weird thing where I like lug a camera up a hill on like in a backpack or something, and then have to like maybe snowboard and hold a camera at the same time. Which sounds super sketchy.
Oh, that sounds so sketchy. Yeah. You said that at the same time. It's just the lagging. You don't hear it at the same time, but I said it at the same time.
I heard it at the same time. But
Good.
Yeah, man, it is the end of the year. We're like crazy close. It is like 9 days away from 2021. By
Holy
the time
crap.
this episode comes out, it's going to be like 5 days, 3 days,
No, 4
6 days,
days,
10
5
days.
days. I can
It'll
do
be an
math. 5
entire
days.
year.
5.
Yeah, we thought we'd end this year and this podcast. It's been like a weird year. It's been a year of a lot of like new things, like this podcast, trying new stuff
Wow.
in quarantine, which I think just like, yeah, it changes the opportunities that we have every day. So like a podcast becomes something that we have time for and a way to connect with people and to you guys, which is like really interesting. So all sorts of weird things this year. And so, yeah, I think this is a podcast episode to talk about it and reflect and, I don't know.
Dear listeners, I'd like you to know that it was a pain to get to this point of having like knowing what to talk about today.
Yeah, really though.
But it's okay.
I feel
We
like
are
it's
still
been,
friends. See?
it's been a rough couple of weeks, I think, for both of us.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, yeah, it's just been where I feel like I've been like somewhat depressed the last couple of weeks, with like weird sleep things and like motivation stuff and it's like weird mood stuff. I don't know. It's been really odd.
I was
Yeah.
just tired because I had a lot of stuff to do, like school-wise,
With school.
and it's just never-ending stuff, and a bit anxious about what the future might look like in terms of that. So
Yeah.
it's okay, we're here.
I think it's whatever it's going to be, it's going to be pretty cool because you have the skills and you have the things to create really cool stuff. So whatever it is,
Thank
it's
you.
going to be really cool.
Appreciate
Like
it.
frickin' curriculum for like frickin' countries or however that works. Like I wish,
What?
no, never
Are
mind.
you okay there, dear? Honey?
No.
You okay?
No.
Okay. Good to know.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Oh.
Also, this is the longest time. But this time last year, Benji was here.
That's
And
true. I visited Costa Rica last year around this time.
it just makes me low key sad because
Yeah.
it was my turn to go visit Benji and it just didn't happen. Because y'all
Yeah.
can stay home, huh?
Oh, I am excited to see some hope for next year. It's cool to see some things start changing and some like hopefully stuff like vaccines and all that taking effect. Yeah, it'll
Yeah.
be cool to travel again. Cool to see people that we haven't seen in a long time. No.
Mom says that if you take the vaccine, you can come.
Oh, wow.
It seems like you're gonna get it first.
Oh,
Or
yeah.
like from us, so.
Does Costa Rica, is there like, how are they with that, all of that? Are they?
They bought
They bought some?
some, but I think they were going to give them mostly to like doctors and stuff. I don't know
Gotcha.
what's for the rest of the. Either way, I'm like at the very end of the
Yeah, I mean, same.
Yeah. No, bro, there's people, you are a white straight man.
I mean, like I was yeah, that is correct. I accept. Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. You're the last one to know all the information.
Yeah.
It is okay. It's a, you can laugh. Not you. I was talking to the people listening.
Yeah, it was cool. I just saw in the news that like the first doctor was vaccinated in back in like my home
Arkansas
city. Yeah, back in Arkansas.
Nice.
Which is really cool. I mean, yeah, I know it's doctors and like older people and vulnerable people and all that first. So it'll be a way still, but that is really cool. It's, it seems very tangible. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Hmm.
I'm excited. I hope I can.
What are you looking forward to in like a 2021?
Getting all the crap that I ordered that is in your house now.
Traveling here. And it's like not even to see me or our friends. It's just to go. No, get
I just want
the,
all the stuff.
The cool stuff that yeah, I've acquired.
I want my merch. I want my merch. I just want all my merch. I don't care about y'all.
You enter the house and then you come out and you're like head to toe. You have like t-shirts from like AJR and you're wearing like shorts from Owl City and flip flops like that have like from... Brother Moses on it, you know?
Yes. I just want my merch, man.
And you have like one of those like old school boom boxes on your shoulder, and then you're like playing my play
with
really
all
loud
the CDs.
And like crying.
Yes. Oh my gosh. The dream. No, but seriously though, if you do get like a box, because I'm trying to get like a CD player that has like an amp in it too, but I haven't found a pretty one. I want to find one that would like vibe with my room. So aka a pink one. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
You're not going like
so you might
super,
actually get
super
a
hipster
box.
And get like a pink record player and then a bunch of records.
No, records are so expensive. Why would yeah, I do fair. That? No, I mean, and also though, like, they are pretty. Okay, they are pretty. They are pretty. Don't take me wrong. I have not experienced like the people saying that it sounds better. I don't know. I just don't know if that's true or not. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I have a friend that like collects records and they're like really pretty and stuff. But then I heard like other times like, oh, it has like this thing and it's broken and now this one song doesn't play and I'm like, heck,
oh, that's sad.
They are so expensive and for what?
Huh. At least they're pretty.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like it's often
CDs
one of those things
are, like, really
that people
nice.
Like get into, but then they end up like selling it all. either it's like too expensive
I don't
or
know.
Something.
Oh. Yeah.
There's
so,
something just
like
CDs super tactile.
I already have, like I have.
Like super tactile about records. And they've just got like little ridges. And then CDs are just like smooth and shiny. I'm not a raccoon.
What? A raccoon poop?
It was a weird joke. Like, just talking about shiny things. And like how I'm not a raccoon, so
I
don't like
now.
Shiny things
now.
As much. Yeah.
Then
in
I am a raccoon.
Yes.
I love shiny things.
Yes.
I could also be Taylor Swift because quoting the queen herself in the song Paper Rings, I like shiny things. That's it. Okay, hear me out. So I grew up.
Imagine
listening to so much stuff on CDs
that
like I actually have a lot of attachments to them, so maybe that's why.
That makes sense.
Okay, continue.
And I support it. I think having physical copies is really cool. it supports the artist better than what Spotify or other things, right?
Yeah.
It's also, yeah, keeps it alive.
But
what?
I just need like an actual, because I can play it through my PlayStation, but then having to like turn on my PlayStation just to listen to a record. But like, that's why I want the small boombox, whatever it's called. Boombox.
Well, listeners, if you know it's Christmas time, and if there's anything you want to get Patty, you should get her a pink boombox. Anyway, that's all.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Or the Neo Sierra crew neck that is going on sale now because they are bringing the whole era. Like, I don't care. You can just buy me merch.
We are turning this episode into a wish list of things that you guys can buy us.
Oh my goodness. No, before, now I just like think about it. Really, everything that's in your house or that's getting to your house is merch. Literally, that's all it is.
Yeah.
From bands. It's all, oh my goodness. I'm such a fangirl.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
It's okay. It's okay. I support it.
Yeah. Hopefully in 2021, maybe in-person concerts can be a thing again.
Please,
maybe they're different, maybe they're like in different ways, but that'd be pretty cool. Then again, I'm also like really enjoying the digital concert thing. I don't know if you're enjoying
it.
I feel like
I really like it to, like, because I can go with you.
Yeah, where it's like this weird thing where it's like you're in your house still, but you can like vibe with this really cool music, and the artist still put like a lot of effort into the set. And like the sound, and you still kind of get the experience.
Cry the same way.
If the tears are the same, you know. Yeah, there's like not as much waiting. Remember how like going to Owl City, you wait for like literally 3 hours to see Adam. But like,
oh my gosh! But
digitally,
then,
you just like there's... click, click. Oh look, it's AJR sitting there.
No, but hear me out with the waiting, specifically for the Owl City one. We bumped into people from our school. That's we true. Saw his girlfriend. And then I realized that the emo kids from 2009 are better fans than me. Like, I could have not experienced that through a virtual concert, you know?
That's true.
Emo kids that still listen to Owl City, I respect you a lot. I probably know all the lyrics better than you, though. Okay, let's continue.
I mean, true.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Yeah. I'm excited to see. The only concerts I've been to digitally so far have been, like, relatively low production. So it'll be really cool to see one that's, like, a lot higher. The new AJR one that's on Christmas. After Christmas.
So excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Also,
we should probably stop talking about AJR.
Me.
I feel like that's all we've talked about this episode.
I did not start. Yes, I did start it. Okay. Somebody needs to stop me from buying a ticket to go to the Blackpink one that's on January 1st. It's a little bit too expensive.
Yeah.
And people are like, you know, Patty, if it's Blackpink, it's just going to be like watching the performances that are already on YouTube and then you overwatch over and over and over again. Like,
yeah. Save the money
so,
and then like go to a live one, you know?
Or save the money and then buy merch.
There you go. That works too.
Yes. I am so excited for all my merch. Okay. If you're wondering why Benji has my merch, is because mail gets lost in the jungle and I live in the jungle.
Yeah.
Various people have tried to send me things here and they get lost and I've never received them. Like, I'm still waiting for Christmas cards from last year. They just never get here. So, I just pretend that I have a P.O. box in the States and it's actually Benji's. Okay.
Yeah. I'd like you to know, so I upgraded your space in my house because you're getting too much stuff. Because, like, I was just kind of, like, shoving it in one of my dresser drawers but like a bunch of my other like art supplies. I'm like, oh, this space will be fine. But then it like started to get more and more, and like more like fragile things started to appear. And so now I upgraded you to a space in another dresser that's empty except for dress shoes from my old roommate.
Interesting. That, wow. I was just gonna say, you can just throw everything into the box from Willow Walk stuff. But do I have
that
more
was a
than
really
that?
Small box.
Like, oh my gosh.
So
am
like,
I getting really that much stuff?
It's not that much stuff. It's like,
okay.
Like a box like... that's bigger than the Willow Walk stuff would like fit everything fine.
Okay, good.
But
yeah.
They're fun. Nimi, say hi.
Hi. Hola, Patty.
Hi, Nimi. Hello. Hola, yo también te quiero. Benji is a jerk, this is true. Wait, why are you a jerk now?
I'm not really sure. Okay, there's this dog teaching me some new dance moves. He's a choreographer. Oh, I butchered that. Choreographer.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. Nice.
Ha 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 ha.
Thanks. Thanks. Appreciate
you're
that.
You're welcome. Wow.
Oh, wow. This is... okay, I should probably not do this and ask you a question. Corgis tend to chase their tails in a clockwise manner when they're in the southern hemisphere, and in an anti-clockwise when they're in the northern hemisphere. This has been recognized as the Coriolis effect.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not smart enough to know what the that effect is actually called, so I don't really get the pun. Do you know what the effect is called?
I don't remember what it is in English, but I know what it is. It's because of, like, the water.
Coriolis effect. Wow, okay, that makes a lot more sense now.
Wow.
Welcome to this week's episode where you realize how stupid I am.
I thought we put that made that clear about both of us in the first episode.
Patty is, like, an actual mathematician, though, that has a degree. I am just a person that somehow graduated with the arts.
No, I mean, to be fair to everyone out there, like, it takes me about 5 minutes to do a, like, addition.
Do you know,
I mean, fair, I can take a triple integral in my head, yes, but what would that help me for? Literally. Yeah. Nothing. Just kidding. I love math. I love learning math for the heck of it.
I've tried to do derivatives in my head before.
How did that go?
I could kind of get the first, like, you know, you take the 2x and it's just a 2 now. Yeah, I could do that in my head. And then you take the 2x squared. And then it's like a 4x. Right? Is that right? Yeah. So it's 4x plus 2?
Nope, it is not.
2x squared plus
no.
2x plus 2?
Okay, hear me out. 4x squared, the 2 comes down, 2 times 4 is 8. 8x.
Oh, 2x squared. Not 4x.
Oh, then that's 4x. Yeah. If it's 2x squared, then yes, the derivative would have been 4x.
Ah, cool.
But if it's 4x squared, then there would have been 8x.
Look at us. We're super smart. We should do a whole episode where we, like, take IQ tests and then, like, prove how smart we are.
Okay, I like this idea, but what if by on that episode I drink 2 glasses of wine instead of 1?
Does wine make you smarter?
No.
Okay.
I don't think it makes me anything.
Wine makes me not exist anymore.
Yes, I just stop existing whenever I drink wine.
Oh man.
I finished the friggin' Mandalorian.
Oh, you did?
Heck, I did. I hate Luke Skywalker.
Are we going to talk about this here, or do we have to give a spoiler alert?
Spoiler alert. No, we're not going to talk about it. I love Luke Skywalker. For anyone that's listening, that was, for legal reasons, a joke.
Yes. You love Luke Skywalker in episode 6, you know? He obviously didn't appear in The Mandalorian. There's no connection there.
You know, you just, like, screw it up. I was doing okay. Nobody knew why I said Luke Skywalker. Now you'll actually have to say spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. I mean, you said it earlier.
Okay.
Spoiler alert.
Cool.
Nice, though. I'm glad you finished it. It was really good. Dang, I saw, like, an image of, like, all the title image logo things of all the things Disney is coming out with in the next, like, 2 years.
There's so many spin-offs. And it's
crazy. It was, like, 10 of them.
So much. So much.
I'm, like,
you know, it freaks me out because Disney owns all that crap. Like, they're just capitalizing their entertainment. But then again, I really want to watch it too.
Yeah. I was watching a YouTube video about how they made some, like, I don't know, I talked about this because, like, I talked about my Millennium Falcon that I'm building, right? And in The Mandalorian, one, they built, like, the Razor Crest. They built, like, an actual scale Razor model of Crest, it.
Baby.
And then put it on a track and, like, shot actual shots with it.
Beautiful.
Like the old days. And then also Baby Yoda, he's, like, a puppet. And it takes, like,
as it should be,
two controllers, like, two different people with remotes to, like, control the electronics in, like, his face and stuff.
Beautiful.
Which is, like, super cool. Yeah.
Yes. If you remember our episode about art, one of my very first things that I did that I actually got paid for was a Baby Yoda thing. And I just love him so much. I love him. I would keyword anyone for him. Just kidding. That is a joke. I wouldn't keyword anyone.
Wait, what was that word? You would. Oh, K-word. Ah, gotcha. Okay.
K-word.
I keep trying to think of another word that starts with K that we can just, like, replace. But, like, every word I can think of starts with a C. Yeah. You'd kiss, babe. You'd
what?
Kiss Yoda. Baby Yoda, you kiss all the Yodas. So I was I was watching Clone Wars. I've never seen... Have you seen the animated Clone Wars?
Yes. Like, movie/TV show? I have, but not, like, in order. Not, like, in order. I've just seen random episodes that I find on the TV.
Gotcha. I've never seen them. But I've, like, heard that they're really good. And they're, like, you know, the good Star Wars sort of stuff. Aren't them on
Disney Plus?
Yeah. So there's, like...
We should watch that.
Like, whatever, 6 seasons of, like, stuff. There's, like, a lot of it.
Yeah, there's a lot of information that we don't know.
Yeah. And, I think the Clone Wars, like, follows Ahsoka Tano.
Yes, it does. She, like, but now she's going to get her own spin-off thing. Yeah.
But all that to say, I was watching that, and I saw old Yoda, and I was like, I prefer Baby Yoda. There's, like...
Wow, that is a little bit not nice. Yeah.
So old Yoda just, like, looks old and, like, He's not as cute as Baby Yoda.
No kidding.
Okay.
Okay, hear me out.
A little mean to
I love both
old Yoda.
I would like hug and kiss both of them in like a pet way, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can be a backpack while you run. Also, yeah. Maybe it was just like the way Yoda was puppeted in like episodes 4 and 5, where it just kind of looks a little janky, where it like looks a little awkward.
He's not in episode 4, you fake fan.
I haven't, okay, yeah, okay.
It isn't, he's in 5 and 6, not in
5 and 6. Cool, I was off by one.
That does not work like that, but okay, cool.
Yeah. It's episode 5, which is like where Luke goes to whatever to train with Yoda, right?
Yeah.
That episode. I need to watch 1, 2, and 3 again. Because I haven't seen those in ages. I think the last I saw those, I was in middle school. And I always thought it was really cool. It was also like really gruesome. Like watching episode 3, we had this like tiny TV in our living room. It was like a 12-inch TV. And so like you either have to like sit really close to it or it's just like really small. And so I was like borrowing, I think, episode 3 from one of my friends and watching it on the TV. And it was like really gruesome because there's a lot of like kissing. And like by kissing, I don't mean kissing, but like,
oh,
I
guess yeah, there's probably yeah. I was like, kissing. What the heck are you talking about? I was like, what?
And there's like weird kissing. Like burning in lava stuff. And there's like, yeah, it's kind of gross. Oh, and then my like dad bad, walks though. By and is like, what are you watching? And I'm like,
that's so funny.
Yeah. Oh man. I will watch those sometimes. What was your favorite of the
episode 5?
You like episode 5? Nice. Is it because That's of Darth my Vader?
Favorite. Episode 2? Yeah, it is. Are these daddy issues? Certainly. Episode 2, though. Are those also daddy issues? Certainly.
Oh,
I'm just being my true self out here.
There you go.
Yeah. But anyhow, I don't even have to think about that. Is Darth Vader my favorite character? It is. What is your favorite thingy thing?
Thingy thing. I like chocolate. Yeah. Of the thingy
what
things,
is your
like
freaking favorite episode of freaking Star Wars?
Oh, you gotta be more specific. I'm joking. I honestly don't have a good, like, I haven't watched 1 through 6 enough to give you an answer. I really like Rogue One, but that kind of doesn't count.
The heck?
Because it's like not in the 6. It's like a really good story,
though.
It's
a Star Wars story. It is a good story. It made me cry.
It's got like, I think there's kind of one of the things which I was like, I don't know. I think one of the interesting things about Rogue One, and I think about Mandalorian 2, is that I feel like so much of 1 through 6 and I think a bit of the Clone Wars too, like the TV show and like the Star Wars Battlefront games that I played growing up, they all feel like, I don't know, they feel very, like they're all kind of stuck in the same box. And it's all kind of like, doesn't feel like very realistic. Oh, I can't really explain this super well. Mandalorian,
yes,
and some
I
of like the newer
like,
stuff feels like it's kind of part of the world, but it's like not in the places that things always happen in. And it's kind of like still on like the planets that have been in past things, but it's like they're creating new stuff and it feels like even more realistic.
Yeah. No, but I also do understand about like the realistic thing where it's like episode 4, everything just works out perfectly. Like you had no way to think that Luke was not going to win that. Like it was obvious from start to finish, like our hero was going to make it. But in like even in Rogue One, and even I think you see that a little bit in episode 8 of like the side stories. Like, what about the rest of the people in the universe that have to deal with all this stuff but are not, like, the main face of the rebellion, you know? Yeah. What about them? And so it's really interesting to see that.
I'm happy Star Wars is expanding a bit, and it seems like they're actual, like, good people that are directing things now. It's cool stuff.
Yeah.
It's cool stuff. I should ask you a question from our list now that we like only have time for like one question.
Sure. Maybe we can just give like a let's like time ourselves and do like a 5-minute summary of how 2020 went.
I like that.
Okay.
I will pull up a timer unless you have a timer. 5 minutes.
I mean, I'm just going to look at my watch. Like in 5 minutes each? Is that what we're saying? I don't know. Yeah, I just gave a suggestion.
Each.
I don't mean this.
5 minutes okay, each. Cool. We are I will start the timer, the buzzer, and you can tell me. Yeah. How was your 2020? 3, 2, 1.
At the beginning, I was very hopeful to, like, change the way that I was living and how my career was going. That changed very drastically, of course, when COVID hit. But Bang came out.
COVID hit and it was bad, but AJR was there.
Bro, I really feel like that. So I joined Stan Twitter and it just kind of becomes like a main part of your life. And then you meet people and friends that just kind of aren't part of you. You just can't do it. Like, they're just part of your life now. They're friends. Now you can't, you know? And shout out to all of you because you all see the worst part of me and you're still here somehow. I mean, Benji, you too, but like, they literally just see the worst. Like, that's the whole, face they see. I had 9 haircuts over quarantine only.
Wow.
That's my mom outside. Yeah. I went from really, like, straightening my hair to dyeing it to now letting it curl. So now I'm a curly-haired person. I was already a curly-haired person. I just don't do anything to it now. It's just naturally curly, which though is interesting. If you're wondering why am I talking about my hair, it's just a big part of my personality. There's not 2 months in this year, freaking year, that I've looked the same. So, yeah. What else can I say? I've realized that cisgender people do not think about gender too much. And so I was thinking a lot about gender, so that just should say something about me. I guess we can talk about that in another episode. Gender is pain. I learned that in 2020. I am now a cat owner, which I've never been in my life, and it's so much fun. That freaking cat is a traitor that instead of killing spiders, plays with them. I learned to love the beach more and to not take it for granted, and I realized I wasn't distancing before socially distancing was cool. I will probably wear masks for the rest of my life just because I think people are gross. I am done now. I'm not going to use the rest of my time.
Yeah. That was 3 minutes. Yeah, I was watching, wow, what a, brain completely dead. Brain completely dead. Brain
dead. Hamilton. You are watching Brain Completely Dead? Oh, okay.
And they're like screaming in each other's face, like 2 inches apart at one section of the play, musical.
Disgusting. It
was really funny. And I was like, wow, coronavirus. Choo choo.
Choo choo. I know.
Nice. That's a good synopsis. I'm glad
you
found some people through it. I think that's a really cool and important thing. Shout out to Stan Twitter. Cool.
And shout out to HR.
That was a really bad buzzer. Oh, wow. That was my buzzer for 3-5 minutes. I did not join any Stan communities this year. Although I feel
not like because he wasn't invited though.
I would like casually every once in a while go onto Twitter when I was like bored or stressed and be like something, I just drink a bunch of coffee, I feel this way, or like this song is so good. Shout out to Ty Brazzle.
Yes, and then getting noticed by him. Like, what in the heckins?
Anyway, yeah, 2020 is very interesting. It's definitely a year where I feel like there's lots of steps forward and also steps back. I think professionally and personally, I'm like currently at a job which has like had its, I think there's been a lot that I've had to grow and work through. And I think in February this year, I kind of was like, got to a point where I was actually like really proud of myself of being able to like still not be where I wanted to be with like being able to socialize with people like in the field that I'm in, like having meetings with people and like being confident in that. I was really proud of that. That was in end of February when I went to a trade show and didn't feel like completely shy and like, I don't know, it's a weird feeling, and very like, you know, empowering. And that was of course before COVID hit, and that of course hit like right after that. And I think through that, of course, I had less like in-person meetings with people, but got really used this year to just talking through people on the internet, which I think has been a really interesting thing. And that's been like online meetings for work, even with like my coworkers, and like chatting with them through that, and like talking to Patty via the internet, and like online counseling sessions, which has been like a whole nother deal. Yeah, so I think it's been like growth in that area where it's been, I guess, being more comfortable with like not seeing someone or just like talking and calling with some people. Definitely appreciate seeing people's facial expressions in person. I think that'll be interesting to experience that more next year, where it's having more meetings and like actually hanging out with friends more. But anyway, all that to say, I also like, I think, grew in assertiveness, which was a nice thing.
Nice.
Part of that was, it's always hard. A lot of that this year was learning to say no. Especially because I like wasn't comfortable with some of the way like my friends would do stuff due to like COVID, where it's like saying no if I wasn't comfortable with something. And you know, trying to be assertive in what I was comfortable with and what I thought was correct. So that was, I think there's a lot of growth there to be made, but I was thankful that there was like, I could be home, I could spend more time working on other things. Like I was able to do a lot of just projects, like working on a ship, like a model ship from Star Wars, or learning to do 3D printing stuff.
Nice.
A lot of those things have been fun. Yeah, I feel like I haven't been able to really do hobbies much in the last like 2-3 years. So I think that's been really cool to kind of like start picking that up again. Yeah, thankful for that. Oh, I had one haircut that I like gave to myself like in a bathtub. I think I only had one haircut. Yeah. So I was like super lazy and didn't want to cut my hair more than that.
Oh yeah, I guess my mom cuts my hair.
Is like super long and straggly and kind of gross looking. So good thing this podcast is audio only, you know?
No. I like your beard. Beer. I also like beer.
Oh, I just ran out of my 5 minutes.
Dang. And I thought I would take more than that. I guess I was being a little bit clowny. I did learn a lot, guys. Don't worry.
Yeah. Start a podcast.
I played Among Us. I downloaded TikTok.
Nice.
I went. Nice. I got noticed by my favorite. A couple of times.
Yeah.
Adam Met has still not wore a scrunchie. That is the last thing I want to achieve this year.
Getting Adam to wear a scrunchie.
Yeah, I tweet that a lot. It's so bad. I even made edits. Did I show you my edits?
Yes, you did. Like
the three. Okay, cool. I have more. Yeah.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah.
What
a year.
What a year.
Gonna be a really interesting year next year. Online people are really cool, you know?
This is true.
Yeah. Have friends over the internet. That's super special.
So, want to hear something funny?
Yes.
Queen 92 posted a picture of him getting, like, stuff from AJR. And he posted his freaking code onto the internet. What if I try it right now? Can I get his ticket? Like.
Is it, like, the VIP special pass?
That's the thing. Like, I won the VIP nice pass.
Funny. That's great.
That is my last comment of the day.
Mm. Nice. Yeah.
Oh. That's from Big Time Rush, by the way.
Nice.
Yes.
Mm.
Oh, wow. Sorry, I am low-key distracted.
Nice. Well, thanks for listening to this very random Apollo Friends episode. Thanks for being our friends.
Thank you for opening your doors. What? in this weird year. Yes.
Thanks for being our friend. Thanks for listening to us. Even if you don't listen to us and the people that are like, just, you know, what?
If they can't listen, if they don't listen, they won't hear this. So you can't tell them anything. They're not.
Thanks, AJR, for putting out music. Thanks.
I really hope they do listen to
Mandalorian me. Directors for creating a cool series for us to watch.
Thank you, Pedro Pascal, for existing. Who else? Who else do I want to thank? I want to thank my cat Philip for meowing at me. You know what? Your face is a cat.
Not true, but okay. Anyway. Thanks for listening, peeps.
Editing Benji here. Welcome to the after show, where you get to hear me sing along with AJR's new song, My Play.
Wah, wah, wah. Wah,
wah, wah,
wah, wah.
Never mind. That was a really, really bad idea. We're stopping here. Goodbye.